Now, friends, following those classic gospel favorites, we're back here on the Wayback Program, coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios, located in Cornwall, Ontario, on the shores of the old St. Lawrence Seaway. We can also be heard over CFRC 119 FM in the downtown Kingston area of Limestone City of Ontario, Canada, and throughout the Greater Toronto Area and Durham Counties through our weekly upload at www.oshawarocks.com. With that all mentioned, I'd like to pause right now to share that we are in the middle of our yearly funding drive at CFRC 119 FM, which means we need your help to keep alive this station and paving its way into the future of broadcasting here in Kingston and listening area. You can find out more via www.cfrc.ca. I would also like to welcome you all back here on the second hour of the Way Back with Johnny program. I'd also like to mention that we are going to be saluting the true king of country music, known and beloved as Mr. Roy Claxton Acuff, who sadly passed away on this date in 1993, November 23rd, at the age of 89. Named the original king of country music during the golden era of country music, I'd also like to remember Mr. Acuff today with a double feature. First, we'll hear his all-time classic called Wabash Cannonball, and then we'll wrap up with his last song he ever recorded called The Stage. With that, I'd like to welcome you all to the Way Back with Johnny show. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Queen of Flowing Mountains to the South Bell by the shore. She's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's the combination on the Wabash Cannonball. She came down from Birmingham one cold December day. As she rolled into the station, you could hear all the people say, "There's a girl from Tennessee, she's long and she's tall. She came down from Birmingham on the Wabash Cannonball." Our eastern states are dandies, so the people always say, from New York to St. Louis and Chicago by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall, no changes can be taken on that Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, may his name forever stand and always be remembered round the courts of Alabama. His earthly race is over and the curtains round him fall. We'll carry him home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar, as she glides along the woodland through the hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engineer, that lonesome hobo's call. Hear traveling through the jungles on the Wabash Cannonball.
So many years of my life revolve around the center of this grand old state. I have seen the hopefuls come and go, and I've seen a few that came and stayed. I've seen the Hall of Famers join the legends of the past, enshrined forever in their rightful place. Yet I've seen some talent turn to pride, destroyed by the glamour of the stage. I have seen a bashful mountain girl nervously await to take her bow. then watched a shining star arise. Once she took the stage and faced the crowd. I've heard some funny stories as I waited in the wings, and I've heard a few of tragedy and rage. I've heard tales of broken hearts put to music and delivered on the stage. This old stage is close to heaven, a place for the gathering of stars, with angels standing in the wings, waiting for a chance to sing their part. Yes, I've seen the Hall of Famers join the legends of the past, enshrined forever in their rightful place. And when the final curtain falls on me, there's no place I'd rather be than in the center of the grand old stage.
Now, friends, I'd like to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program, none other than Sim Bush the Wonder Husky. With her collection of Furland Husky early classics, we're going to pay tribute to Sim Bush and her collection of favorites, which were recording during the early days of Furland's career. First of all, we're going to pay tribute to one of the first releases he ever released called Hank's Song, which was, of course, released to the market in 1953. And I understand that it was one of the first songs that Furland ever recorded under his own name of Furland Husky. With that, we'll follow it with this time a very sad tearjerker called The Drunken Driver. I understand that this recording was almost banned back in the day in 1954 when it was released by bartenders in Hammond, Indiana, that requested the disc jockeys at WJOB Radio stop playing Furland Husky's The Drunken Driver. They claimed it was hurting business. With that, we will wrap up with another all-time favorite, this time from 1954, and Peter Weatherbird. And I would also like to thank Sim Bush for her contribution to today's program. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
I just don't like this kind of living, when nobody's lonesome for me. I'm heading down the long lost highway. May you never be alone like me. Your cold, cold, crazy, cheating heart gave me the lovesick blues. I can't help it if you win again. You know I'd still want you. I'd like to turn back the year when we heard the wedding bells chime, when I was howling at the moon and your cheating heart was mine. My mansion on the hill is a house without love. Why don't you love me like you used to do? You're gonna change or I'm gonna leave. But I could never be ashamed of you. I hear that lonesome whistle blowing. Never again will I knock on your door. I'm so sorry for you, my friend. But why should we try anymore? Jambalaya and okra, go on and set the woods on fire. From now on you be mourning in the blue. Oh, I'm long gone, daddy, now.
Friends, there's something been haunting me, and I just got to tell you about it. I saw an accident one day that would chill the heart of any man and teach them not to drink a drop while the steering wheel's in their hand. This awful accident occurred on the 20th day of May and caused two dear little children to be sleeping beneath the clay. These two little kids walk side by side along the state highway. Their poor old mother, she had died, and their daddy had run away. As these two little kids walked arm in arm, how sad their hearts did feel, when around the curve came a speeding car with a drunk man at the wheel. The drunk man saw the two little kids, and he hollered a drunkard sound, "Get out of the road, you little fools!" And the car, it brought them down. The bumper struck the little girl, taking her life away, while the little boy, in a puddle of blood, in the ditch line there did lay. The drunk man staggered from his car to see the damage that he had done, and he let out a yell you could hear for miles when he recognized his dying son. Such mourning from a drunken man I've never heard before. While kneeling at the running board, he prayed to heaven's door, saying, "Oh God, please forgive me for this awful crime I've done." And his attention then was called away by the words of his dying son. And he said, "Daddy, why did you do this to us? How come you run us to the ground? It was you and Mommy we was talking about when the car it brought us down. And I was just telling little sister that I knew we'd see you again someday. But Daddy, why did it have to be like this? Why did it have to be this way? Why, Daddy, why?"
Glasses, drink a toast to our greatest friend. He never overlooks us, though we all forget about him. He tells the lovers when to woo and go out in the park. Here's to Peter Weatherbird, bless his little old heart. Poor old Peter Weatherbird, away up in the sky, he never gets the credit he deserves from you and I. And if he ever went on strike, I don't reckon we'd survive. Here's to Peter Weatherbird, our greatest friend alive. He helps the pilots and their planes and the sailors on the sea. He helps the city slickers and the country boys like me. He helps us plan our picnic dates and ball games of all sorts. Here's to Peter Weatherbird, bless his little old heart. Poor old Peter Weatherbird, way up in the sky, he never gets the credit he deserves from you and I. And if he ever went on strike, I don't reckon we'd survive. Here's to Peter Weatherbird, our greatest friend alive.
I think someone should find a mate and send up there to him, so he could get some loving like you and me, my friend. I believe I'll send old Cupid up to shoot him with a dart. Here's to Peter Weatherbird, bless his little old heart. Poor old Peter Weatherbird, way up in the sky, he never gets the credit he deserves from you and I. And if he ever went on strike, I don't reckon we'd survive. Here's to Peter Weatherbird, our greatest friend alive. Peter Weatherbird, bless his little old heart.
Here's my reason for living. There goes my everything.
Hello, this is Dallas Frazier, singer-songwriter of There Goes My Everything. And you're listening to my good friend, Johnny Woodlock, on The Way Back. Hey, this is where you're going to hear the good stuff.
There goes my everything.
Now, friends, following those classics by Ferlin Husky, as selected by our beloved Simbush the Wonder Husky, we're once again back here on The Way Back with Johnny Show. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to the segment I like to call The Great Canadian Northern Gems by even greater Canadian Northern Legends. With that also shared, I would like to salute another festive collection of Canadian country Christmas songs. These songs will also be dedicated to all the children and young at heart that are celebrating this Christmas season, especially the Santa Claus Parade in the old limestone city of Kingston, Ontario last night. And first of all, we're going to hear an all-time classic by the Scott Woods Band and Hooray, Hooray, Santa's on His Way. Then we'll follow with another all-time classic, this time by my good friend Wayne Rostad of the Otto Valley and his all-time classic, I Believe in Santa Claus. And then we'll wrap up with none other than this time by the Singing Post Family and their all-time classic, You Gotta Be Good. With that, I would like to say good morning to all my listeners and welcome in.
Santa's on his way. Be good, because you know you should. He's got some toys for girls and boys who promise to be good. Got a bike for Billy and a doll for Jane, a dress for Mary and a soling game, a plane for Johnny and a cowboy gun. He's got something for everyone. Hooray, hooray, oh, hear the merry sleigh. Jingling, 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 Santa's on his way. Billy and a dog for Jane, a dress for Mary and a sewing game, a plane for Johnny and a cowboy gun. He's got something for everyone. Hooray, hooray, oh, hear the merry sleigh. Jingling, 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 Santa's on his way. Jingling, 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 Santa's on his way.
Thank you. Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, I believe in Santa Claus. Every year about this time, Santa comes to town. The world is like a rainbow that's scattered all around. Technicolor houses that are made with Christmas lights. Happy hearts rejoicing, for it's Christmas night. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, then I believe in Santa Claus. Full of Christmas spirit, faces all aglow, Christmas carols playing on the radio, eager hands wrapping gifts, carefully chosen all, everybody giving someone something that they love. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus. If a little thoughtfulness brings a lot of happiness, then I believe in Santa Claus. I believe in Santa Claus.
Upon the pane, and Santa checks his book again to see if it's the same. He'll be coming down the chimney with eyes so sparkly bright, with bags of presents for the boys and girls on Christmas night. You gotta be good, good, good. You gotta be nice, 'cause old Santa Claus, he surely won't come twice. He'll be coming around to your house. Presents to delight, and when he leaves, I'm sure to say Merry Christmas and good night. Merry Christmas and good night.
Out in the barn, the cattle low. It's Christmas in the valley.
Hi, everybody. This is Wayne Rostead, and you're listening to the Way Back Country Christmas with my good friend Johnny Woodlock on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Island dance of falling snow. It's Christmas in the valley.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome a very special member of our morning team to our program, none other than our shortest member of our team, and that, of course, is Gunny the Dachshund. With that mentioned, Gunny has her collection of favorite Spy Ferlin Husky's great ballad songs that he recorded many years ago. First, we'll hear an all-time classic called Everything Is Nothing Without You. We'll then follow with a song called The Bridge I Didn't Cross, and we'll wrap up with Gunny's top favorites here this morning with a great ballad song called That Big Old Moon. I would also like to thank Gunny for her contribution to today's program. Welcome y'all in here to the Way Back with Johnny Show here on this great channel. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Little kittens, baby ducks, and puppies. A morning sunrise on the ocean blue. The stars and moon are shining at their brightest. But everything is nothing without you. I'm proud that I'm a part of God's creation. It's beautiful, it's true. I'll tell the world without hesitation that everything is nothing without you. Changing colors in the forest, and amidst the trees the sun comes peeping through. A stream of water rippling down the mountain. But everything is nothing without you. I'm proud that I'm a part of God's creation. Life itself is beautiful, it's true. I'll tell the world without hesitation that everything is nothing without you. Everything is nothing without you.
All my life I've traveled o'er the country. I've even flown and sailed across the sea. Name a famous bridge, I'll bet you that I've crossed it. And all the women that I've loved have all crossed me. That's the one bridge I have never crossed. Everything I ever loved I always lost. For a true love I'd gladly pay the cost. But that's the one bridge I have never crossed. I've made a lot of money in my lifetime. I got a million friends, I know some envy me. But nobody knows how bad I need affection and how I long to find a love that won't cross me. That's the one bridge I have never crossed. Everything I ever loved I always lost. For a true love I'd gladly pay the cost. But that's the one bridge I have never crossed.
the one bridge I have never crossed. Everything I ever loved, I always lost. For a true love, I gladly pay the cost. But that's the one bridge I have never crossed. That's the one bridge I have never crossed. Everything I ever loved, I always lost. For a true love, I gladly pay the cost. But that's the one.
That big old moon up there holds nothing for me but a lot of lonely nights and a blue memory. It keeps on watching me, won't let me love again. Reflects a cloud on me, makes my future look dim. That big old moon up there holds nothing for me but a lot of lonely nights and a blue memory.
McIntyre, and you're listening to The Way Back with my good friend Johnny Woodlock.
Learn to run before she made me crawl.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to welcome back our very special guest of honor, none other than Ferlin Husky's son, and that is, of course, Terry Preston Husky, named after his father's original stage name, Terry Preston. With that, it is a true honor to welcome Ferlin Husky's son to our program today in our second half of this interview with him. Following the second half of this interview, we will hear an all-time classic that Ferlin truly made his signature song called Wings of a Dove. So with that, here now is my good friend and yours, Terry Preston Husky. You've also done some of your own singing, like the country family reunions and this sort of thing. What is that like to carry on your dad's legacy?
It's an honor. I mean, I love, and of course I could never match up to anything that he's done or the way he did it, but it's always a good feeling to be able to go out there and do that. Not a lot of people get that opportunity.
That's true.
And it's what's really fun is when we do the second generation shows.
Mm-hmm.
The best part about that is that all of us kids, we can all get together and we bounce stories off of each other and our parents, and we all have so many things in common. We grew up in different households, but you know, when you grow up that way, it's just there's just such a camaraderie there there's a lot of it is a brotherhood or sisterhood. We really enjoy doing that together.
For sure. And I know a lot of the second generation, like myself, I'm a third generation radio host, so I know what you mean. Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
It's a generational thing. Yes. Was your dad ever a member of the Opry?
Yeah, he was back in the 50s. He was an Opry member, but he ended up leaving the Opry to do a lot of the Hollywood stuff when he started making movies and things like that, because he was in. So when he started doing that, and he also did the Arthur Godfrey show for a season, radio show. When he started doing that, I want to say there was like something about the Opry was like an NBC affiliate or something like that.
CBS.
And at the time, they didn't, you know, there was no mixing that together. And so they basically told Dad, well, hey, you know, you need to stay here. And the Opry, you know, at the time, you know, it was an honor to be on there. And that was like his second home, but they weren't paying him what they were going to pay him out in Hollywood.
Exactly.
He said, I got a family to take care of, you know, so, but that's how it was back then. It's totally different now. But he was a member, and people still consider him a member of the Grand Ole Opry because he was for a long time. He was one of the biggest draws that they had.
That's what I thought. Yes.
So yeah, he's definitely, you know, he's definitely one of those people that paved the way for so many that are on there now and in Nashville in general.
Exactly.
If you look at the Country Music Hall of Fame, blew my mind whenever I was thinking about it the other day. There's actually, as long as country music has been around, and as long as all of this, the music business in Nashville has been going as strong as it has, there is only 158 members of the Country Music Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's true.
And I've had people tell me, you know, not everybody that thinks they might get in here will never get in here because it's a different cut of cloth to be able to get in. You have to have really, really done something to actually really made a difference. And not just your career, but multiple people's careers. They did things to actually get in there. Yeah. And that really makes me feel good. That was always something that I was very proud that he was. I'm like, you know, the list is going to grow as the years go by, but I was just really taken back by, wow, there's only 158 members in the Country Music Hall of Fame. And that's just, you know,
it's amazing. And your dad's right up there with them. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And so tell us about the later career of Ferlin. I understand that a friend of mine, Leona Williams, helped coax him back out of retirement.
Yeah, he retired for a while. Just, you know, like a lot of them do, they don't like to travel as much, and they don't, they just kind of want to stay secluded and stay away from things for a while. And he was, him and my mother had, you know, they still talked and they came in contact and they were still great friends, my dad and my mom. But
yes.
But he actually just kind of lost the will to actually go and do it anymore. And then Leona Williams calls him one day, and it doesn't take long. Any entertainer that says, "Oh, I just want to be out of it for a while,"
yeah,
especially when that's what they've done for so long, they don't necessarily stay out for that long because it is a way of life, and it is something that you I mean, they feel as though they're going to wither away, and you know, not. They don't feel productive anymore. And when she called him and said, "Hey, just come out, let's go, you know, let's just do a couple of shows with me, and let's, you know," and the next thing you know, he was right back at it again, and it was kind of a resurgence for him.
For sure, like a comeback. Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. And Leona, who is also just like, she's like another mother to us kids too. She's a legend as well, and she's like family also. Her and her family, they're all, you know, we talk about it a lot. We're like, man, it's like we've known, and we've known Leona for, you know, probably maybe, I'd say maybe 20 years,
okay,
you know, on a really close personal level. We feel like we've known her and her family for like our
forever.
Entire lives.
Yes,
that's,
exactly.
That's how we feel about it. You know, so super special. We love Leona.
Yes, we sure do. Yes. So looking at the later career of your dad's, he also had an album called "The Way It Was."
Mm-hmm.
How did that get put together?
Well, that. I want to say that is actually something that him and Leona were
okay.
She kind of talked him into that. The way it was something that they kind of did together. That Dad and Leona. I want to say she was in the studio with him on a lot of that stuff, and that is one of his. That's one of his last albums that he.
Yes,
did.
It was. Yes. So looking at a career like your dad had over the years, is that still possible in today's world? In your opinion, or is that a thing of the past?
As far as the way he did it?
Yes.
No, I don't. I would like to say that, yeah, that's it. It is, but I don't see the way things were back then when everybody was working. Is there was more of a all of our families kind of knew each other.
Yes.
There was, and everybody helped each other.
Exactly.
And everybody knew each other. But today it seems like it's just more of a competition type deal. I've never really been a big fan of like the American Idol contest and things like that because I don't feel as though, I mean, when you're trying to do something just to one-up somebody, it doesn't have the same effect as far as, you know,
closeness or family related, yes. For sure.
Right, mm-hmm. Exactly. So, I honestly don't think that it could be that way, or it could be that way maybe, but I don't see it as the same. It's just not as close-knit. And, mm-hmm. You know, even now, you know, some of the artists that it's like they're superstars overnight. They haven't really, and my dad...
He worked for what he had, exactly.
Exactly. He had nothing. I mean, the man would sleep in parked cars, you know, and get up and go and play little cafes and things like that when he could. It was
a different era. If I may.
Exactly, yeah. Right. And it's just different now. So now people can make their money off of Facebook and TikTok or YouTube,
exactly.
And things like that, and it's just they haven't really gone out and seen it. And I'm not taking any talent away from anybody because there are some great talented people, but they don't seem to. But you put them on a live stage, as far as in front of an audience,
yes,
and they don't have that same charisma. They don't have. It's almost as if they're just kind of there
for the money. If I may say, yes.
Yeah.
And not for the love of it. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it is. It's just for the sake of saying, yes, I'm a superstar. I'm here on the stage.
Exactly.
And I'm making all this money. And that genuine
drive, if I may say. Yeah.
To please the audience. And the thing about my father that I think that what I could say about my dad in a nutshell that really made me more proud of him than anything,
mm-hmm.
was that he was such a good entertainer, and he worked so hard, and he could read an audience like nobody I've ever seen.
Yes.
He could actually, he was just like the all-around worker. He was like, okay, you want me to sing country? I can sing country. You want me to sing more pop stuff? I can do pop stuff. You want me to do comedy? I can do comedy. You paid to see me. What do you want?
Exactly.
I got it for you.
That's right.
And see, that drive for the modern entertainer isn't there anymore. It's not there.
Very true. And just like his Simon Crumb, they don't have the characteristics or the characters, even like Minnie Pearl and all these ones. They don't have that anymore.
No. Yeah. That's it is. It's all gone away. But society's sense of humor also is completely different from what it was back then too. And that's really kind of sad. But it's I mean, it is what it is. You know, we're not here to. we don't live to move backwards, we live to move forwards, and that's what
exactly.
we're doing, I guess.
Yes, for sure.
So,
but tell us about the song Wings of a Dove.
So Wings of a Dove was actually, when Dad, Bob Ferguson wrote the song, Dad published it, and when he recorded it, Ken Nelson, who was the president of Capitol Records at the time, did not want him to do it.
Oh, is that right?
Because it had, wow. Yeah, because it had to do with God. And he, dad told him, he's like, I really want to do this. And Ken's like, no, he said, it's not. He said, it's not that, you know, maybe on a gospel album or something like that. Mm-hmm. He said, but it's not going to sell. It's not going to do anything. He said, because not, you know, not everybody, dad always said, he always said, well, not everybody believes like you do, you know?
Yes.
And he said, you don't want to put it just on a, we don't want to release it as a single. He said, well, you know, maybe later, basically, but he said, As it stands, no, he said, we're not going to do it. Well, story goes that Ken Nelson was usually at all of Daddy's sessions whenever he did them for a new album he was doing. And that particular day, Ken's flight got delayed. I guess it was in Dallas or something. And he couldn't be there. And when they were in the studio, Dad was asking around. He's like, where's Ken? He's usually here on all these things. And they, yes. his plane's got delayed in Dallas. And he said, oh, great. Let's do Wings of a Dove.
Exactly.
So that's actually how that came to be, and then the rest is
so there was really, as they say, God works in mysterious ways. Exactly, yes.
Exactly, yeah. Yes. If when God wants something done, it's going to get done.
That's right, amen, sure. Yeah.
On the wings of a snow white dove, he sends his pure sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak, the spirit grows numb, when these things beset us, he doesn't forget us, he sends down his love, on the wings of a dove. On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land in various ways. Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love on the wings of a dove, on the wings of a snow-white dove. He sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of the snow-white dove, he sent his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, on the wings of a dove.
Gotta keep those cards and letters coming in, honey.
Howdy, friends, listeners. This here is your old host with most country western music and bluegrass music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to invite y'all, my listeners, to write yours truly, Johnny Woodlock, as well as Simbush and also Little Gunny. Here at the Woodlock Ranch and Studios. Have you ever had a thought or a message for us about this program you hear weekly? If so, we would love to hear from you. So write to us at our email address at waybackwoodlock@gmail.com, and we'll be sure to write you back. In the meantime, back to the show, friends, and happy listening.
So keep those cards and letters coming in.
With that, friends, I do hope y'all enjoyed that second part of the three-part interview with our good friend Terry Preston Husky. With that also shared, we are back. Once before we say so long for this second hour of the Way Back with Johnny and send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program, I would like to pay tribute to, once again, an all-time classic that Ferlin recorded many years ago in 1967. That, of course, was his Christmas album called Christmas All Year Long. It was an album that Ferlin released, yes, in 1967. It contained 12 Christmas-inspired songs, and of those
12 Christmas songs, one of the greatest songs on that project was called In Santa's Bag. Now, with that mentioned, last night, of course, was the Santa Claus Parade here in Kingston. And with that also, it usually kicks off the Christmas season in the Limestone City. So we're going to pay tribute to Santa Claus, that old man with the white beard and red jacket, and an all-time classic called In Santa's Bag. With that, welcome in, friends. We'll be back following this. Send us into the third and final hour.
In Santa's bag, there's lots of toys for little girls and little boys, sugar and spice and everything nice. Christmas Day in the morning, in Santa's bag, there's something new for mom and pop and something too for Grandpa and Grandma and Santa Claus. Come Christmas Day in the morning,
there's a bat for Bill, a milk for Joe, a Barbie doll for Mary, a mouse for Puss, a bone for Booch, and some seed for Sue's canary.
In Santa's bag, I'm sure there'll be a little something just for me that'll find when I look neath the Christmas tree on Christmas Day in the morning.
Yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program. Send us into the third and final hour of this morning's program. With that shared, we would like to pay tribute to another collection of great gospel-inspired songs. First of all, it's going to be an all-time classic by Miss Jean Shepherd, who Ferlin worked with back in the 1950s with the all-time classic Dear John. But from Miss Jean Shepherd, it's going to be an all-time favorite called The Old Country Church. Then we'll follow with Ferlin Husky again in his all-time classic version of Mr. Acuff's Great Speckled Bird. With that, I hope to talk to you on the other side of the third and final hour at 10 o'clock here this morning, and I will say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother I went, and my Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church. Precious years of memories, oh what joy.
Small country child.
what joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. Precious joy they bring to me. How I long once more to be with my friends at the old country church. With my friends at the old country church.
Beautiful thought I'm thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. There are many who lower her standards, and they watch every move that she makes. They just want to find fault with her teaching, though they search, they can't find no mistake. When he comes on the clouds in the morning, and his voice o'er all the earth shall be heard, oh, I want to be ready to meet him and go up on that great speckled bird. What a beautiful thought I am thinking concerning the great speckled bird. Remember her name is recorded on the pages of God's holy word. On the pages of God's holy word.
Cause you don't even care enough to.
Hi, everybody. This is Jeannie Zealy with the Grand Ole Opry. I just want to thank you for listening to my buddy Johnny Woodlock. We're way back country, and we like it that way.
You don't even care.